Live, on air, online, and on the Highland Radio app. This is Highland Radio News.
It's 5 o'clock. This is the evening news on Highland Radio with Donal Kavanagh. In this bulletin, Donegal County Council has indicated that a pollution incident on Barnesmore Gap this morning has not affected the water supply from Loch Moran in Donegal. We'll hear from a local councillor. Exiting level 5 in December should be done on a county-by-county basis, according to one health expert. Southern Shone continues to have the highest local area rate in the country. A meeting between political party leaders in government buildings to discuss how to approach divisions in the judiciary has ended, and the impact of Brexit on Northern Ireland may start a conversation about a united Ireland, according to a former president. Later in the bulletin, we'll have the sports news with Kenny Harkin. That's coming up at around 5:15, and as it's a Friday, we'll have Anocht le Cullum Ferreter. But we begin with that story in Barnesmore Gap, and Sinn Féin councillors in Donegal and Tyrone have this afternoon called for urgent clarity from both Irish Water and NI Water following reports of a pollution incident close to a wind farm near Barnesmore Gap. The incident involved a peat slippage and that resulted in material polluting the Mourne Beg River, which flows into the Derg River in Tyrone and also has a tributary which flows into Loch Mourne, the drinking water supply for the Finn Valley. Well, speaking this afternoon, local councillor Gary Doherty said he's been told by Donegal County Council that there's been no pollution detected in Loch Mourne.
I was made aware earlier this morning, Donal, of a peat slippage that occurred near one farm, and that resulted in a pollution incident which flowed into the Mourne Beg River, which is a river that flows into the Derg River in Tyrone, and it also has tributaries connecting to Loch Mourne, which is the drinking water supply for the Fun Valley. And there were very, very serious concerns that pollution incident was going to affect the drinking water in both Donegal and Tyrone over the weekend. Now, thankfully, Donegal County Council have come back to me within the last few minutes to say that as far as they're concerned, the drinking water supply to the Fun Valley and Loch Mourne has not been affected by this pollution incident, but I think it raises serious questions as to the possibility of similar incidents happening in the future.
There have also been concerns expressed in Tyrone. Your colleagues are looking into this and seeking answers as well.
Yeah, I've been in contact with my party colleagues in West Tyrone this morning, including Arla Begley, the MP, and Kieran McGuire, who's a Sinn Féin councillor there, and I think they haven't received the same assurances that their drinking water supply has not been affected, and I think there are serious concerns now on the Tyrone side that this pollution incident will lead to boil water notices or something serious happen to the drinking water supply there. And I think we need assurances from Irish Water and indeed NI Water that they'll be taking all precautions to ensure that similar incidents don't happen again.
And that was Councillor Gary Doherty there. Exiting level 5 in December should be done on a county-by-county basis, according to one health expert. The national 14-day COVID-19 incidence rate is 135 per 100,000 nationally, but some areas of the country are experiencing much higher rates. Local figures show South Innishowen in Donegal has the highest local area rate of all, 536 cases per 100,000 people. Health Systems Professor Anthony Staines says keeping on top of community transmission is going to be key in the weeks ahead.
I think we're going to be doing things differently in different counties over December and into the new year. But if we really up the public health response so that we're doing full-scale contact tracing, that we're identifying where all the cases come from, that there's no unidentified what NPHET call community transmission.
Meanwhile, the National Public Health Emergency Team will make a definitive statement in the coming weeks about air travel over the Christmas period. NPHET have indicated that families may be able to reunite over the Christmas period. However, they have said that travelling in to join family from abroad would be regarded, they believe, as non-essential travel. North of the border, a further 11 people have died with COVID-19. There were 607 new cases confirmed today. Nearly 3,000 people were tested in Northern Ireland in the space of 24 hours, and a 20% positivity rate has been reported. 8 of the deaths today reported took place over the past 24 hours. 443 people were in hospital with the coronavirus in the north, 44 of them in intensive care. A police helicopter had to make an emergency landing in Derry last night. Experienced engine failure while supporting officers dealing with a security alert in Limavady. That was later declared to be a hoax. The PSNI says the pilot and crew landed safely at City of Derry Airport and there were no injuries. The issue has been referred to the Civil Aviation Authority and the Air Accidents Investigation Branch. A meeting between political party leaders in government buildings to discuss how to approach divisions in the judiciary has ended. It follows Chief Justice Frank Clark's advice to Mr. Justice Wolfe to resign over his attendance at the Golfgate dinner, something Justice Seamus Wolfe has refused to do. People Before Profits' Richard Boyd Barrett says he hopes an impeachment process by the Oireachtas can be avoided.
To be honest, I don't know about the legalities of the impeachment process, and I think we'll find out about that here. But what I do know is it'll probably take 2 years, and that's frankly a pointless thing. So I think the far preferable thing is that we can find a political way to sort this out. And I think the easiest way for that to happen is for Seamus Wolfe to just recognise that this is a mess, that he was at an event he shouldn't have been at, and to do the honourable thing and to step back.
The impact of Brexit on the North may start a conversation about United Ireland. And that's according to former President Mary McAleese. She believes there will be a border poll down the line, and she says the demographics in Northern Ireland are changing. The government has previously said a partition referendum would not be on its agenda for at least 5 years. Well, Mary McAleese believes United Ireland would help the island reach its full potential.
I believe firmly that the full potential of this island will not be realised while we are divided. And I think we will have a wonderful future when we overcome partition and partitionist mentalities and all the things that have resulted in a way from partition.
Brexit trade negotiations are to pause over the weekend. They'll resume in Brussels on Monday. A Downing Street spokesperson said this afternoon both the UK and EU teams have been working very hard, but warned significant gaps remain. Sticking points include fishing, fair trade and competition, and also access to markets. Donegal County Council is committed to exploring the idea of a permanent one-way system for Kilmacrenan. Road improvement works are ongoing in the village. A temporary one-way system is in place to facilitate them. Local councillor John O'Donnell says that arrangement is working well. It's improving safety for pedestrians and improving traffic flow in the area. He says residents are happy with the current layout, and he's hoping that both TII and Donegal County Council will make it a permanent fixture.
I brought a motion in front of the council because there are roadworks taking place in Kilmacrenan at the moment, and they have a one-way system in the village which working very, very well, and I think it'll improve safety measures that we've been looking for a long number of years to try and enhance cycleways through the village and improve pedestrian crossings and walkways around the village and to reduce the traffic flow as well through the town. So I'm delighted that the motion has been seconded today by Councillor McGarvey, and I look forward now to the TII working with the council over the coming months to make sure that this is delivered and to make Kilmacrenan a safer place to travel through, to walk through, and also to cycle through.
And businesses in the town would obviously be in favour of this as well.
Yeah, well, look, I suppose the businesses in the town would enhance, I suppose, the traffic flow coming through the town. That it'd be a more controlled environment. It'd be safer for the pedestrians to be getting out, to be able to commute to local shops and facilities in the local area. And also, we have a cycleway from Kilmacrenan to Letterkenny, and this would link the cycleway now that they're proposing from Termon all the way down as far as Burtonport, that we could get this through the village and putting the people through the village safely to link them up to the proposed route that's going to be at the Dunwell Junction in Termon.
And that was Councillor John O'Donnell there speaking to Catherine Gaffney. With road safety concerns also on the minds of people in the Remelton area, with concerns about Church Street in particular, there are calls for ramps to be installed there. The council has been told by Councillor Liam Blaney that while a continuous white line is to be placed on the section of road as part of active travel works which are taking place in Remelton, he believes white lines will not have the same impact that ramps would have.
The reports from people in Remelton is that there's a lot of speeding on that route, and cars passing each other as well. So the council has agreed to put a continuous white line on it and to monitor it, and that if needed, that they will consider ramps at a later date. But surely the white line possibly may help from cars passing each other, but I don't think it will. I don't think it will really have any major impact on traffic at a speeding on the route. And hopefully the residents will monitor it and come back to me and let me know again. And maybe if it's not working, we'll try and to get someone else for slow down the traffic on the road. A lot of people use that road. We have the elderly person's home up there, and there's a couple of schools and a play school. And there's times that roads are very, very busy. And these concerns are raised with me before something serious does happen. But I think we need to look at it seriously, and hopefully it'll be done sooner rather than later.
And that was Councillor Liam Blaney there. Well, the Department of Transport is also being urged to sanction funding for extensive upgrade works to the main Glencar to Killylaston Road in Letterkenny. Councillor Kieran Brogan told a meeting this week that the route is situated in a very heavily populated area and is becoming one of the main arteries into Letterkenny. While the council says it is going to carry out some improvements in the months ahead, it's believed more could be done if more money were available. Councillor Brogan says the council must look directly to the department for specific improvement funding to ensure that enough money is in place for what needs to be done.
So specific road funding is where we go direct to the department and look for additional funding, similar to what we were very lucky to achieve last year. We got 500,000 for the Lake Road in Letterkenny. It made a huge difference. It made a powerful job of it, and it's a very welcomed an improvement in the whole lake area, and something that I'm proud of my own input in that. But I think the Glencar Road now is another one that we need to have the specific road grant in place. We need decent funding. We can't come along with small bits here and there. We need a substantial envelope of funding for that Glencar Road right out to Killylaston. That's one of the busiest routes in the town, going out to the whole Trenta Church Hill, Kilmacrenan area. So hopefully we'll all be successful. If we get the council now to put the application together, we'll keep the pressure on the department, and hopefully we'll see a decent sum of money allocated to this much needed road.
What would you like to see there in terms of improvements?
Well, I think obviously the road is the most important. There is footpaths and stuff in that area that could be doing with funding, but I think we need a decent allocation, and that allocation could be anywhere in the region between 300,000 and 500,000, because you need a decent sum of money to come along and to get a proper job done. So coming along with 50,000-60,000 is only peanuts, really. So we need a decent envelope of funding, and hopefully we can get that. So if we get somewhere between 300,000 and 500,000, that allows our own executive engineers I suppose an opportunity to put a decent plan together to improve all the infrastructure in the area, and that's the sort of funding we need for Letterkenny.
Councillor Kieran Brogan there. Well, returning to a story we had earlier, and a senator says the perceptions of unionism need to change if a positive dialogue on a united Ireland can happen. The debate on a 32 county Ireland was reignited after former President Mary McAleese said Ireland would start to see its full potential once unified. You heard that clip from former President McAleese earlier in the bulletin. She added she believes the impact of Brexit on Northern Ireland will start the conversation again. Well, independent Senator Gerard Crockwell, who favours United Ireland, says people must realise that unionism isn't just about marches, banners and flags.
People might be rather shocked to hear that in Newton Ards, for example, there's Cayley music two nights a week there, played by members of the Orange Order who march every 12th. They might be surprised to hear that there is Irish classes with about 600 unionists attending Irish classes in Newton Ards on a weekly basis.
16 minutes past 5 o'clock, and we say good evening to Kenny Harkin.
We'll start with some golf news, Donal, and Rory McIlroy's moved to level par after six holes of a second round at the Masters. He's 3 under for his second round. He shot a 75, finished off this morning in his first round. Mallow amateur James Sugru, he's currently on 3 over par after 3 holes of his second round. Graham McDowell, he gets his second round underway from level par just before 8 o'clock Irish time, while Shane Lowry, he tees off at 7:30 from 2 over par. They're slightly behind because of the delays yesterday in the Masters. Some of the players won't get their second rounds finished today. Dustin Johnson, he's the on-course leader at the moment. He's 8 under par through his first 6 holes of his second round. He's 1 ahead of Cameron Smith, Paul Casey and Sung Jae Im. They're all on 7 under par. Well, in Gaelic games, Donegal, they look to stay on track for an Ulster 3 in a row tomorrow when Declan Boner's side clash with Armagh in the provincial semi-final. You can join the Highland team of Oisin Kelly and Martin McHugh at Breffni Park in Cavan from 1 o'clock for full live match commentary. There's no team news yet from the Donegal camp, but Patrick McBurdy is fit to feature. Martin McHugh says it's a timely boost.
Yeah, definitely. And, you know, with everything else, it was pace and power. And, you know, if you talk to, you know, I've been at a fair amount of games even this year. I mean, everybody's asking the question, is Patrick McBurdy going to be fit or not, you know? And the good news is that he's going to be able to play, as Declan Boner said during the week, play whether he starts or not in the game. But he's a big plus. And I remember that we played Armagh in a championship game up in Armagh. And after they put James Morgan on him that day, and after 2 minutes, a high ball came in over the top and Patrick McBurdy won it and hammered the ball to the net and actually finished the game early that day. So he's a massive player to have. He's a great player to have coming off. And the good thing, if he comes off the bench or starting, the power he has and everything else. And we've got a lot of big physical power, especially around the middle of the field and that there. And you do need players inside that the ball sticks from. And he definitely will add a lot to it, his pace and power.
Well, former Donegal player Brenton Devaney, he says he always found games with Armagh difficult, but says this current squad should have too much for the Orchard County.
It's Ulster Championship, as we know. Armagh, people keep saying it, are a coming, they're a building team. If you look at them and look at their neighbours there in Monaghan, it looks like, you know, things could be dropping in Monaghan. They don't look like they're coming back with that lift of that buzz that you would expect from Monaghan. And Armagh now seem to be that team that's on the up in Ulster. And they're certainly going to come with a lot of dangers. Actually, and then again, going back to the opportunities of, I mean, our goal, you know, led a charmed life in that second half against Drone, let's be honest. Had a goal went in, we might be talking this show now this evening. Actually, so certainly on wet days, different things can happen. They have power and pace. So I think that they're very dangerous all around the board. But I think, actually, we are as well. And I'm just looking at our forward line. You know, the last day out, you know, there's far more in Niall O'Donnell, as we know. Very quiet game. I think there's a lot more even in Jamie Brennan. We've seen how brilliant he was in Ulster the last couple of seasons. And then, of course, you have Oisin Gallen, and then you have Patrick McBurdy. So you're again looking at this game coming down to the wire. And I think Armagh's best 15 will be on the pitch. I don't think, they certainly don't have the squad that we have. And say Oisin Gallen doesn't start and McBurdy, like the last day, I mean, should the two of them be injected into the game? That's why I think we have them different options, and maybe upping it from the likes of Niall O'Donnell and that, because where we've seen from the last day, and certainly the ability of a player to stand up on the pitch, we need other players to come through again now and get the buzz off that. So I think all over, particularly in that attacking aspect, because we're seeing subs being so vital in these games now, because there's such intensity and high levels in it. As the game opens up, there's such good subs coming in there, and that's certainly what Donegal has.
Well, that was Brendan Devaney there looking ahead to Donegal against Armagh, which takes place tomorrow. Well, the Donegal and Tyrone Hurlers, they meet tomorrow in Letterkenny for a place in the Nicky Rackard Cup final. The game starts at 1:30 at O'Donnell Park. Donegal won the competition for the second time 2 years ago, while it's been 6 years since Tyrone were in the final, which they won in 2014. Donegal manager Mickey McCann says this game will be tighter than what's been suggested.
It was a big prize at the end of any semi-final, actually, and it was a final, and that just gives it that wee bit of more edge and a wee bit more nerves and nerve-wracking, you know. But the same was knocked out against Armagh the last day, so and we raised up the plate, you know. Poor first day out against Longford, but if we get something the same, if the boys bring the same intensity and all to the Tyrone match and just get a wee bit more tonic on front of the post, that will not be far away, Oisin. But with a few boys missing, we're supposed to be favourites into this game, but I don't see that now myself. I think it's a real 50-50, you know.
Well, the Donegal senior ladies, they round off the year with a meeting against Waterford tomorrow in the All-Ireland Series. The game at Cusick Park in Mullingar has no real significance given it's a dead rubber, as the championship is over for both counties. It could be the final senior fixture for a number of Donegal players as they look to end a difficult year with a win. Here's the Donegal manager, Maxi Kern.
There's probably a number of girls that we may never see in a Donegal jersey again after the weekend, and with that in mind, you know, you want to go and put your best foot forward, and you know, and you hear often these stories about people leaving the jersey in a better place than they got it, and I think that's the only thing that's, you know, incumbent on this group, you know, whether when the season ends, that they're, you know, that they leave Donegal in as strong a place as they can heading for the 2021 campaign. And look, the future is bright for Donegal, but without a shadow of a doubt, but you know, we do want to end this one on a high anyway.
In other Gaelic Games news, James Horan has made one change to his Mayo side for Sunday's Connacht football final with Galway. Westport's Mark Moran makes his first championship start, replacing Ryan O'Donoghue. In rugby, Ireland get their Autumn Nations Cup campaign underway tonight. Wales are the visitors to the Aviva Stadium. Leinster winger James Lowe, he'll make his debut on the wing, while Ulster out-half Billy Burns is on the bench. Wales arrive into Dublin off the back of five consecutive defeats. That's a 7 o'clock start at Lansdowne Road. And Sunday's meeting of France and Fiji has been postponed. Four cases of coronavirus have been confirmed among the Fijian camp. In soccer, Stephen Kenny will be without Alan Brown for the Nations League games with Wales and Bulgaria. The Preston midfielder has tested positive for COVID-19. Despite playing the full 90 minutes of last night's defeat to England, there's no close contacts of Brown's with the rest of the squad testing negative. And Liverpool's Mo Salah, he's also tested positive for COVID-19. The forward is currently on international duty with Egypt and will miss their African Cup of Nations qualifier with Togo. The Egyptian FA say Salah is asymptomatic but is sure to miss next week's Premier League game with Leicester. In boxing, Katie Taylor says she's open to a 2012 Olympic final rematch against Natasha Jones. The brave fighter is defending her world lightweight titles against undefeated Spaniard Miriam Gutierrez at London's Wembley Arena tomorrow night. And finally for this evening, Max Verstappen was the quickest driver in the second practice session ahead of this weekend's Turkish Grand Prix. Charles Leclerc posted the second quickest time, while Valtteri Bottas was third. Lewis Hamilton, he can win a record equaling 7th Formula 1 Drivers' Championship with victory in Istanbul. He was 4th fastest. Well, that's all your sport for this evening. Don't forget, Saturday Sport has an earlier start time tomorrow of 1 o'clock because of the Ulster Championship semi-final between Donegal and Armagh, with Oisin Kelly and Martin McHugh bringing full commentary. That's all for this evening. It's back to Donal.
Thank you very much indeed, Kenny Augustinish. And look, Olaf Ek Colum Ferreter.
Seymour Mahasa Colum Ferreter and Shah. Lena Priest Skelty, Taya Kestjem Winnie, Kinawiner Lua Kid Gulai Mila Ponta, August Canella, or Lua Kirikid Shaska Mila Ponta, Bronta Igan Run Pobble, or Conra Nigeliga, on Larkestia Fuish of Covid and Ejeg, Dana Halina Ohui. Tabada Poncho Kuig Million Ponta, then Kestia Shin Lucha Igan Run Pobble, La Changaha, Eger Angelig and Altish, August Nachanga Hakori Octa, Taskerha, or Lua Hain Poncha Da Million, Lucha Go Sunra, La Shingeliga, Concordu, La Gruppi, Erantalov, Dolinglek, La Duchlan, Lanunaha, COVID an Ejeg. Tasha Fogria, a good rust, the Geltak to Goel and Holact, San Corliak to Europa, Pangea, a bonu mol ebriakti, the Hursi Aragadish, Aquinidena, August Ebrahan, in Geltak to Uhunanal, Achakraha Hishay, Jai Bost, Nua Snablianti Baga Roinia, Jurermer Avonian and Holart, a Leifrat in Erin. Clariu Kuig Milajeg Dalta and Kegulai Skull and Fihis and Ek Hyundai Harter and Cheer, Kumaila Groupi Har Salia, La Parch, Aglaku in Nuklan, Giliga Fihis a Kahar, La Conrini Giliga Jamarch Shoy Hart, Spragan Giliga Fihis a Kahar Dini Oga, La Torch Fuin Giliga a Wine a Lorch a Fe, Fihis a Kahar Uraklig, Inga Rimshin de Heel Saku. Ta fógra genta ag costa ag se chan wain an gealtacht lair an bala na finne mar gael COVID an ijeg ni ve ag se chan wain an imlianna ag se se an cead vlian o coru tús leis sa vlian ni jeg art was a hort nach me se ag tarlu. Agus se an iu an trio la jeg da mean a sauna sprick data la hai inchart pobl na gailtachta agus stratish udras na gailtachta alvud an trevse fiha fiha sa hain gudji fiha fiha sa kuig bein stratish boniha ar na teimi comasu nyartu agus an wuni hacht djirahi stratish an udras ar na mór sprickana a veas siad a torch ai arhuts na kuig bliana a ta ma roinia. Sin mo hodge illegal air slan agus banacht.
Gura mahagus, Colum Augustinish on I'm Sure and Mitteran are telling us it will be cloudy this evening with scattered showers, rain developing in the west and extending across the whole region early tonight. Lowest overnight temperatures 5 to 8 degrees Celsius in moderate to fresh southerly winds. Tomorrow it'll be cloudy with further outbreaks of rain, persistent and heavy for a time tomorrow afternoon. Scattered heavy showers will follow. Some of those showers thundery with a risk of hail. Highest temperatures 10 to 13 degrees Celsius, fresh to strong and gusty southerly winds. And that's Highland Radio News. Taking a closing look at the main stories, and Donegal County Council has indicated that a pollution incident in the Mournbeg River in Barnesmore Gap today has not affected water supplies in Lochmourne. However, there are fears that the Derg River, which also feeds water supplies in Tyrone, may be affected. The Mournbeg feeds into the Derg as well as Lochmourne. The incident happened close to a wind farm. A peat spillage caused a runoff into the river. A police helicopter had to make an emergency landing landing in Derry last night, had experienced engine failure while supporting officers dealing with a security alert in Limavady. That was declared a hoax. The PSNI say the pilot and crew landed safely at City of Derry Airport with no injuries. And exiting level 5 COVID-19 restrictions in December should be done on a county-by-county basis, according to an expert. We're back with news at 6. Good evening. The obituary notices for this Friday evening, the 13th of November. The death has taken place of Bernadette Dowds, Rooski, Newton Cunningham. Her remains will repose at her late residence from 7 o'clock this evening. Funeral mass in All Saints Church, Newton Cunningham, on Sunday, with burial afterwards in the adjoining cemetery. Family Flowers Only pleased donations to palliative care of Charlie McLaverty, funeral director. Mass will be available to view on churchservices.tv/Newton Cunningham. In accordance with HSE guidelines, wake and funeral are strictly private to family only, please. The death has occurred of Rose Dooley, née McKenna, late of 40, Crilly Park, Killetterin, and formerly of Dundalk, County Louth. Her remains are reposing at her daughter and son-in-law Rosemary and Dinny Gallagher's home at 70 Ballymungan Road, Ahiarn. Leaving there on Sunday at 12 noon for funeral mass in St Patrick's Church, Ahiarn, at 12:30. Interment afterwards in the adjoining churchyard. Due to government restrictions, the house mass and interment are strictly private to family only, please. The mass can be viewed live via the parish webcam at churchservices.tv/Ahiarn. The death has occurred of Mickey McGowan, Cashel, Gortahork. His remains are reposing at his home with rosary tonight at 9 o'clock. Removal from there to Christ the King Church, Gortahork, for 7 o'clock tomorrow, reposing overnight. Requiem mass on Sunday at 12 noon with burial afterwards in the adjoining cemetery. Due to HSE and to government restrictions, the funeral is for family and friends only, please. The death has taken place of Robert Smith, Cashel, Carndonagh. Funeral arrangements will be confirmed later. The death has taken place of Father Stephen Carney, 42 Knockmoyle Road, Omagh, County Tyrone. Father Stephen's remains will repose in St Mary's Church, Knockmoyle, until 6 o'clock this evening. Requiem mass in St Mary's Church, Killyclogher, tomorrow afternoon at 1 o'clock. Interment afterwards in St Mary's Cemetery, Ahabrack. Due to the coronavirus pandemic, all restrictions must be adhered to. The death has taken place of Frank McKeever, Slavery, Buncrana. Frank's requiem mass will take place in St Mary's Church, Cock Hill, tomorrow at 12 noon, with burial afterwards in the adjoining cemetery. In accordance with HSE and government guidelines, wake, funeral and burial are private to family and close friends only, please. Requiem mass can be viewed via webcam through churchservices.tv/Cockhill, choosing the mobile option. The death has taken place of Margaret Henderson, née Kane, late of Derry and formerly of the River Row, Moville. Burial will take place in the family plot at Redcastle Church of Ireland Cemetery tomorrow at 2 o'clock. In accordance with HSE and government guidelines, the burial is private to family and close friends only, please. The death has taken place of Catherine Doherty, née Kelly, flat 20, St Columbkill Village, Clonmany, and formerly of Ard Colgan, Carndonagh. Her remains are reposing at St Columbkill's Oratory, Clonmany. Funeral from there tomorrow at 10:30 to the Church of the Sacred Heart, Carndonagh, for requiem mass at 11 o'clock. Interment afterwards in the adjoining cemetery. St Columbkill's Oratory is strictly private, please, in accordance with HSC and government restrictions. The funeral is private to family only, please. And the death has taken place of Mary Casey, née Christie, 133 Laurel Drive, Strabane, formerly of 53 Donegal Road, Dunamana. Funeral from there tomorrow morning at 9:20 for requiem mass in St Patrick's Church, Killina, Dunamana, at 10 o'clock. Interment afterwards in the adjoining cemetery. In accordance with current restrictions, the house and funeral are private to family only, please.
For live GAA score updates, stats and more as they happen, check out the new GAA Live.